Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's get into Around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Got extra game day tickets? Turn them into cash with Quick Assist. Download Quick Assist from your app store today to find H-Town fans looking for seats. That's Quick Assist, Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. All right, so when it comes to the AFC South, there are a few quarterbacks that are of note. Clearly, C.J. Stroud is the cream of the crop, who was supposed to be a very good quarterback in this division, who has not really panned out quite that way, even though they've given a whole bunch of money, is Trevor Lawrence. Now, that is a guy who they're supposed to be kind of banking their future on, especially. They even changed for one day only the name of their stadium from Everbank Field to Trevor Bank Field.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's how in they are.
Update on that.
And I know, yeah, exactly. I have a feeling that that's not going to happen again anytime soon.
Yeah.
They're also sick behind Trevor Lawrence because in their narrow loss to the Eagles last week, he suffered a shoulder injury. And, you know, they're 2-7. They're in a really bad way, and they're facing off against the Minnesota Vikings this week. And so him playing and then also playing closer to the height of his ability would be something that's absolutely necessary for them to do anything in that game. Well, bad news for him. He was limited in practice Wednesday. However, Ian Rappaport has said that he is unlikely to suit up when they take on Minnesota this weekend. So that's bad news.
And it could be longer term. Now, some have said surgery, but that's been dispelled.
So Jay Gruden, former NFL coach, tweeted out that his sources said that Trevor was going to have surgery. He said, damn, get well. Hope the sources are wrong. To which Ian Rappaport himself also said, no surgery scheduled. No. There are several options scheduled yet, right? Several options, immediate and down the road. That's one of them, surgery. Mm-hmm. But he's considered day-to-day with the left shoulder. He considers these options. Trevor Lawrence will likely not play. Mac Jones is set to start for him.
So, but nevertheless, surgery seems to be on the table. And long-term seems to definitely be on the table. Long-term being maybe, you know, 3-4 weeks or whatever it may be. They're 2-7, man.
2-7?
They're 2-7.
Yeah, it feels like they're out of the running here, right? Like
they're done.
It's over.
Yeah, they're done.
The only team that, and I mean, we've talked about Al, you know, Doug Peterson, and feels like he's lost the respect of his group or what have you. Mm-hmm. Only team that really provides even like a semblance of contention to the Texans at the top of this division is the Colts. And we'll see ultimately how that plays out. But yeah, there you go. If you were looking at the Jags, or if you have Trevor Lawrence on your fantasy team, that's probably where this news ultimately is most effective. Know that he is unlikely to play this weekend. Some other news around the NFL. Y'all remember that one play that Saquon Barkley made this week?
Oh, who can forget?
Right? One of the most athletic things that I personally have seen done on an NFL football field. Saquon Barkley juking, spinning, and then ultimately going.
Yeah, it was almost like he was on something.
Well, that's what the NFL thought. The NFL had that same exact thought, where as Saquon Barkley, who was on the podcast Aired Out with A.J. Green and Justin Pugh, said, quote, "I got it right away. I got drug tested right after the game."
This is he deserved to get drug tested after that.
You shouldn't even complain.
You on something.
Like, what were you smoking that you thought that was something that you should do in the middle of a football game?
And this is a surprise that you got drug tested?
Right.
That's a crackhead dude, man.
Exactly, right? Like that, it's a joke that we will frequently kind of levy, like, oh, man, he about to get drug tested today.
Yeah.
Really happened.
And he did.
Really and truly. They were like, nah, Saquon, we got to make sure that he is not doping. Or just, you know, on dope. Like, those are all possibilities. He said, quote, "About the move, though, I ain't trying to do that again, to be honest with you. It's not a safe play. I can't really give this a name because I have no intentions to ever do that again. If it happens again, it happens." First of all, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That if it happens again, happens, it's going to give us hope that it's going to happen again. But also, yes, you are I'm so happy that he is, like, being smart about this. Like, hey, I did that one time, but that was very stupid.
I don't
not
want him to be
again.
Smart about it.
You want him to keep doing that?
Like, if you can do that, what else can you do? Was it the... I think it was DeAndre Hopkins, that game that we talked about last week where he went whoop, loop-de-loop, loop-de-loop, loop-de-loop against the cop. I think he got drug tested after that game.
Mm. it's so funny because, like, in theory, these are supposed to be random. We understand.
Yeah.
Why is it that you play real good? Yeah. Not even, like, real good. Like, just you do something spectacular.
Make a good play.
Yeah. A good play, and they're like, right. Yeah, pee in a cup for me.
Yeah, we got to check this.
Like, is that usually the indicator of drug usage? Is like, oh, all of a sudden, he doing spin moves.
I think it's fair. Like, no, there's no way you ain't out here doing that.
You gotta
man.
Be on something.
That's like a crackhead doing the crate challenge, man.
Yes.
Ain't no.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Away. Speaking of quarterback injuries, one that we've kind of been watching in some ways because it'll affect your Texans not this week but the week after. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott is dealing with the partial avulsion of his right hamstring. Those of you that are in the medical field will understand what that is.
Yeah.
Those of us who are not need this. It means that part of the tendon has pulled away from the bone. So yes, hamstring falling off the bone in essence to make it probably oversimplified. Mm-hmm. He has not been put on injured reserve yet, and that's because apparently he's seeking multiple
brother.
Yeah.
Going to Germany?
Yeah, he's I don't know if he's going that far, but maybe he will. But he's seeking second opinions on this. If he is put on IR, obviously he'll miss 4 weeks. But it seems like the likelihood or the belief is that he's likely to be out longer than 4 weeks.
I mean, his hamstring's not on the bone.
That's correct.
I mean, where is this? How is this an issue that he's going to be able to play anytime soon? No, your hammy's off the bone. You know, like a well-smoked rib, you know.
I always think turkey leg. Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe it's a video I've seen of, like, people with these turkey legs where they put it and then just
fall off the bone. Yeah,
not to make light of an injury.
You don't play. You don't play because that's very, very bad.
Yeah. Some other things around the NFL. Chris Olave. So there was a lot of talk, obviously, Michael Thomas coming at Derek Carr because of the hospital ball that he threw out there. for Chris Olave that ultimately ended up with him getting hit by Carolina Panthers safety Xavier Woods and getting his second concussion of the year. Mm-hmm. He's seeing specialists about that, that's concussions, consulting with multiple set of specialists about that, you know, because, again, second concussion, it's kind of interesting because we haven't talked a lot about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a lot of consternation, a lot of thought about Tua Tagovailoa and his concussions. And sometimes it's like, yo, there's other dudes picking up these concussions. Chris Olave, one of them. And you go, it almost makes you think, why don't we kind of have that same fear that it seems like we have around Tua? For guys like Chris Olave, who, you know, he said, quote, thank God, after always keep your faith up, never let people tell you what you can and can't do. But, you know, like, he's dealing with two concussions in the span of, you know, 9 weeks.
I'm actually thinking right now, since you mentioned that, about linemen. Like, linemen get them all the time and then don't even let you know.
Yeah.
You know, like, they go back to the huddle and they're just sort of like knocking the cobwebs out. They probably get, you know, how many linemen on both sides of the ball, but I'm thinking more offensive linemen, have had multiple concussions already this year.
Right, and that's in the modern era. That makes me even think back to, like, further back where we were a little bit less.
Jim Otto and those guys that had
100%.
15, 18, 20, you know, verified concussions.
Like, that's wild. Yeah. I do appreciate, though, that Chris Olave apparently wants to go through this, according to Darren Rizzi, who is the interim head coach for those Saints. He said, quote, he wants to go thoroughly through the process and making sure that he's making the best decision for Chris, removing football from that equation, what's the best decision for the person. And it does sound good to hear that the players are, you know, being a little bit, you know, smarter with their health in that way, as smart as you can be while playing what I like to call the car crash sport affectionately. Yeah. But yeah, Chris Olave dealing with multiple concussions, it really makes you think, is really the big takeaway for me.
Oh, all the time. I mean, to me, that's one of the things that is really, you know, we kind of had a little fun with Dak Prescott. The concussion thing to me is just terrifying. And it really always, to me, comes back to the family. It has to be someone really, really close to you, because the locker room is going to be sympathetic to a degree, but there's going to be also this unspoken pressure of playing, you know, and that's where it has to come back to the family and saying, look, you know, not this year, you know, or whatever it may be.
You mentioned Dak Prescott again about, you know, the idea that his hamstring has come off of the tendon has come off the bone.
Mm-hmm.
979 said that must be what happened to Christian Harris. His calf just fell off the bone.
What's the update on Christian Harris?
Figgy, you got any updates?
The update is the update, and we'll let you know when we get an update.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Fig. Yeah, we just don't know. Although, actually, we did get a little bit of information. We talked about this yesterday about Jonathan Alexander of the Chronicle kind of being the first one in the media to give us something that it feels like a hard date that we could probably hold on to. He said his expectation is that week 14, which is their bye week, so week 15 would be when you actually see him, if Jonathan Alexander's assumption is correct. Now, I'm not saying assumption as to say that he is just, you know, spitballing, but I also don't want to hold him to a level of account where he is like as if it's a report. You know what I mean? Like, this is just kind of what he is working with. With what he kind of has to himself.
Yeah.
CBS Sports did. They also did midterm grades, not midterm awards like we did yesterday, but midterm grades. And for this Texans team, they come out with.
Look, this is a B.
A B.
The Texans got a B. This is why it was interesting to me. And we were talking in the first segment about an hour ago about tier one versus tier two. They're a tier two team right now, if we're being honest. Maybe that can change Sunday night. But what is interesting to me is in these grades, you know, at the very top, you know who is there. You know, Detroit, Kansas City, etc. But to me, they have the Chargers and the Steelers with an A- and an A- respectively. Like, the Chargers and Steelers are graded higher than the Texans. And frankly, I have no problem with that.
That's right. You know? They, you know, in the blurb that's written for it, they kind of allude to the injuries to Nico Collins, Diggs affected the passing game. Joe Mixon missed a lot of time early in the season. So they alluded to those things, obviously. And they talk about how the AFC South will be run away with. But, and I'll read verbatim, are the Texans as good as the other AFC contenders? The Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter pairing has been tremendous and could push Houston through the second half of the year. So, they're asking the questions that I think we all kind of have, which is, Yeah, the Texans will get through the AFC South, but mm-hmm. will they actually be where they want to be, which is being amongst the top of the AFC?
Yeah, and as part of that, you know, I get updates from various places like you do. You know, I'm subscribed to different services and stuff. So accompanying that was Sportsline talking about the Texans and the midseason. And what they said about the Texans to me was like one of those, dang, you know, I was just kind of like shaking my head moment.
Yeah.
And it's true. It said the AFC South crown is going to be the Texans, but only by default. CJ Stroud is enduring more clunkers than expected. It's a battered setup, and they can thank their pitiful division for a future playoff ticket. Boy, that hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, that hurts.
And that was intentional because your diction there, dear writer, right? Yeah. Your word choice there.
Yeah.
Intentionally hurtful.
Pitiful, all right? Division.
I need you to understand. Whoever wrote that, I don't appreciate your intentional disrespect there. Mm-hmm. You're not wrong, but hey, man, you can say it
By the way,
nicer.
You're not wrong.
You can say it nicer.
Yeah.
And then per Jeremy Fowler, Bengals' newly acquired running back, Khalil Herbert, will play tonight. On Thursday Night Football, it's Bengals versus Ravens.
Pretty good game.
It'll be a fun game.
Guess where I'm going to be watching that?
At home on your 85-inch. Okay. You know, I walked myself into
it. Oh, you ain't going to watch yourself?
No, that, I did that already. I watched
He myself. Already watched the latest podcast. But yeah, I'm super intrigued by this game. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I like this one. This is going to be intriguing. Well, first of all, entertaining because of Ravens. But the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, you know, they're in a place where make or break kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Joe Burrow is in a way where he feels like they could just rattle off wins continuing. They're 4-5.
Mr. Excitement.
they need to get some wins, and this will go a long way if they can beat the Baltimore Ravens in giving them confidence that they can continue to win those games and, like the Texans, prove that they are in that higher class of the AFC.
It's kind of a tipping point game for the Bengals, isn't it? We talked about that with the Texans. Is this or is it not? Because then, you know, they got Chargers Steelers right after this.
We both know. Whew. A minus grades on the first half of their season.
Yeah, A minus on both those guys.
There you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Thursday. And on any Thursday that he has the availability, we like to talk to our guy, Andy Kalu, former Texan. And we'll get his insight as we gear up for Lions-Texans Sunday Night Football. We'll do that next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.